The April 22nd, 2014 board meeting for the Greenville County School Board to order. Welcome everybody for being here this evening, and thank you for coming out on a beautiful evening where I know you can be doing more pleasant things, working in the yard and so forth. Of course, most of our audience tonight's homegrown, so thank you for being here. First item on our agenda is the prayer and the pledge of allegiance, and I'll ask Mrs. Rowletter to please lead us there. Would you please stand?
I actually had time to look up a quote this time. You're going to enjoy this. According to Ralph Waldo Emerson, "Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm." And I think we all need to remain enthusiastic about our public schools in Greenville, and this district will continue to grow and be the leader in the state that it is. Join me in prayer. Dear God, thank you for Greenville schools, its employees, and especially its children. Thank you for spring and new beginnings, and bless this meeting with your wisdom so that we can all be enthusiastic advocates for Greenville County schools. Amen. Join me in the... I think the prayer was so good I forgot the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Dana, you can't have a week off anymore.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to acknowledge our future leaders from Furman University that are sitting in the back. They're political science major, music, and education majors. So why don't y'all stand up? Let us just be proud. There you go.
Whoever your professor was that sent you here tonight, go in tomorrow and apologize. Because whatever you did, you need to thank them for the opportunity. We appreciate it. Sherry, for the record, would you please note Mr. Baxter's absence this evening on for the family reason, his granddaughter is being born today in another state. And I'd also like to thank Mrs. Bush for the flowers at the dais. As always, they are a very welcome addition to our evening. So thank you, Debbie, for all of this. The next item of business in order is the adoption of the consent calendar. Is there a motion?
Motion. Accept.
I have a motion to accept the consent calendar as presented and properly seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Mr. Royster, I think you have some introductions.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Saylor. I'd like to begin our introductions tonight with an individual who probably is known to each of you, but we certainly want to congratulate her on her appointment to her new position, Marissa Lewis, who currently serves as a principal at Mitchell Road Elementary School, and we'll be taking leadership of Bethel Elementary. And if I recall correctly, your elementary school, where she went to elementary school.
Mr. Royster, I just want you to know we're going to miss Narissa at Mitchell Road Elementary. She was fantastic. I love going over there and seeing her. The children were always so happy. And congratulations. We will miss you, but you're just a stone throw away.
Thank you very much. And certainly Marissa's done an excellent job there. And this is a larger school and brings with it some new challenges for us. So we are glad to welcome her to that new position. We're also glad to welcome tonight Jamie Spinks, who will become the principal at Malden Elementary School. Jamie. Jamie currently serves as principal of Central Elementary School in Pickens County School District and previously served as an elementary principal in Habersham County, Georgia. Comes to us with great experience and leadership in those areas. We look forward to having him with us at Malden Elementary.
Way to go. Brought his own music with him.
Apparently brought his own little fanfare with him.
Please tell me that was Dickie McEwen.
It wasn't Dickie.
Okay. Yeah, I believe it was.
I'm sure whoever it was pointed at Dickie.
I agree with that.
It is always a pleasure to be able to make these introductions, but it is especially a pleasure when we get to recognize those individuals who have served with us as assistant principals as they are getting their first opportunity to become principals. And so the three remaining introductions I'd like to make are Mary Leslie Anderson. Mary Leslie is currently the AP at Tanglewood, but will become principal at League Middle School.
Mr. Royster, I just want to acknowledge her husband, who is a graduate of J.L. Mann High School. So, and he should get a lot of credit for her coming over to League Academy.
The next introduction, again, one of our assistant principals currently serving at Greer Middle School, and she will be taking the leadership role at Riverside Middle, Kate Malone. Kate, congratulations. And currently, the assistant principal at Sterling, Jen Meiston, Jen, will become the principal at Beck Academy for the coming school year. Jen, congratulations. I believe you have someone with you as well. You have someone with you as well?
My husband, Ted Meiston.
There you go.
We congratulate each of you on your appointment. Jamie, welcome to Greenville County Schools. Narissa, congratulations on bigger, new opportunity. And to those of you becoming principals for the first time, congratulations, and we look forward to working with each of you.
Thank you, Mr. Sailors.
Thank you, Mr. Royster. Our next item of business in order is the appearance of visitors. This evening we have no one speaking, so we will now move to our next order of business in line would be the superintendent's report. Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Mr. Sailors, and I would like to begin by recognizing you.
Yes, sir. What I do.
Well, you received an award from the South Carolina Educators Association Retired, the Retired Division. Last Wednesday, April 16th in Columbia, Mr. Sailors was recognized and received an award, the Outstanding Service Award, for impacting state policy or demonstrating leadership in improving the well-being of retirees or illustrating volunteerism in the field of public education and community service. And I think all of us who know you and have the opportunity to work with you realize that I think it would be appropriate to say it fits in any of those and all of those categories. So congratulations, Mr. Sailors, on that recognition, certainly well deserved in each of those areas.
Thank you.
For tonight's superintendent's report, I don't have any fancy graphics. As far as I know, unless Dickie's phone goes off again, I won't have any music to accompany it. But I do want to spend just a couple of minutes.
Stand up, Dickie.
I wish I had Dickie's number.
Painting at least a picture for you of the time of year that we all find ourselves in every spring. The closing days. We're in the home stretch of the year. We have 32 days of school left from 13-14. There's a tremendous amount of work, both academic and administrative, to be packed into that short time frame. And we recognize that you all feel that same crunch. Budget meetings, committee work, attendance at end-of-the-year events, and constituent calls. And I'll keep this short and in more of a bullet form, but ask you to think about this and think about all those people, those nearly 10,000 people out there that are working every day for those next 32 days and beyond to finish out this school year in the manner that we need to finish it and help us prepare to go into next school year to have an even better and an even more productive year. There's a lot to be done in the next 6 weeks for that. In finance, and I know that Jeff's been down there practicing his speech for tomorrow. They'll be preparing the FY15 general fund budgets, the debt service budget, the district and BEST debt service budget, the capital project budgets, food service, and special revenue projects budgets. They'll be preparing the annual GO bond resolution. The external auditors will be on site for the next 3 weeks, starting in mid-May. They'll be doing bookkeeper training. They'll be doing school safety administrator training. They'll be doing school textbook manager training. Communications will be putting on the Pepsi Golf Scholarship Luncheon next week, awarding more than $24,000 in scholarships raised through our scholarship golf tournament. They will be producing the class act inserts, the graduation edition, and insert four. They will be putting together and hosting the retirement banquet and the salute to education that has more than 750 people in attendance, recognizing honored graduates and award-winning teachers, staff, and schools. Human resources will be recruiting, screening, processing, and hiring 400 or more teachers, hopefully completed by the end of June. They'll be screening, processing, and hiring at least 10 principals, having already done 8. Planning, staffing, and completing targeted hourly recruiting events, especially those trying to recruit our most needed category of employees right now, and those are bus drivers. Preparing for summer leadership presentations and training, induction events for new personnel, assigning mentors and student teachers for the coming year. Guidance services will be determining scholarship eligibility and awards, calculating scholarship totals, attending and coordinating aspects of the awards banquets, ACE Awards, Pepsi, Civitan, and assisting in and conducting preparations for our graduation ceremonies for all 14 schools. The Division of Academics will be planning for summer professional learning, working with the final report card sent home to every student, holding the last meeting for this school year of the District Technology Committee to plan for the 15 school year, developing academics focus and planning professional development for 2015, completing on-site Title I planning session at every Title I school, planning and preparing to create and or revise hundreds of curriculum maps, the final stages of planning the Upstate Technology Conference for thousands of teachers and administrators, processing thousands of student applications and selecting recipients for Serene Scholarship, and selecting the first cohort of 20 teachers for the STEAM Expert Teacher Program, which will be funded by a Bosch Community Fund grant. Planning and demographics will be reviewing all student projections by school to determine what adjustments need to be made and what staffing adjustments are required. Determining additional school choice slots that may be allocated and contacting parents when additional slots open. Prepare for and begin growth study fieldwork in preparation for next year's long-range facility plan. Work with schools for correct data entry into PowerSchool and meet with local governmental and service providers for updates. Transportation will be printing maps for transportation bus routing. Transportation Administration will work job fairs and pursue other avenues to secure applicants for bus driver positions. Conduct bus driver training classes for potential drivers, prepare summer in-service for bus drivers and bus aides, and begin the development of routes for the 2014-15 school year. And every day, meet the challenges brought about by the numerous mechanical breakdowns of our fleet and the challenges that we're facing now with the shortage of bus drivers. It's an ongoing daily task for them. Facilities, maintenance, planning and preventing maintenance works for the summer, scaling up grass cutting, field maintenance, and preparing for large-scale summer projects. In facilities, projects at the Sims Hall of Science, the conversion for New Tech classrooms at J.O. Mann in Carolina, painting at 16 school locations, roof repairs and replacement at 7 locations, and installation of resilient track surfaces at 3 schools, resurfacing of track at 1 school, bleacher installations and ADA access at 3 schools, some field renovations, and their largest project, the completion of the Finney J. Fisher construction to include the delivery, setup, and all those items necessary for the final occupancy of that building. And should we forget, in the midst of all that, the reason that we're all here and the center for all that work, our schools. In the last 6 weeks of the year, among other things, are marked by spring map testing, which some schools have already completed, fourth quarter progress reports, HSAP testing, advanced placement testing, end of course test, final projects and papers, spring musicals, dramas, final exams, spring sports championships and banquets, proms, and finally, the culminating event, graduation ceremonies. So let me take this opportunity to thank each of you as members of the board and for each of our Greenville County Schools employees for working so diligently to get us to and through the finish line this year and every year. The last 6 weeks of school will be challenging, exhausting, stressful. Sometimes it might seem overwhelming and almost daily entertaining. But we know that our students, our families, and this community are worth the efforts that each of you and each of those employees put forth on a daily basis. So I thank you, and we look forward to bringing a successful conclusion to this school year and ramping up for what's one of the greatest parts of the business that we're in. We get the chance to start over anew next year.
Thank you, Mr. Royster. The next item of business in order are action items, starting with item 5.01, strategic plan update. Recommended motion coming from the Committee of the Whole is to approve the districts and schools' strategic plans. Coming from committee requires no second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. The next item of business in order is item number 5.02, revision of policy JBB, entrance age. The motion coming from the Committee of the Whole, which requires no second, is to approve the revision to policy JBB as presented. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries, and I thank you. The next item of business in order is informational items, beginning with the internal auditing services project status. Mr. Barber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're presenting our monthly status report of the projects that we're currently working on, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions, Mr. Barber? Dr. O'Connor.
Yes. Let me refresh my memory on this. At the Committee of the Whole, is that when you made the presentation about the current staffing needs versus what we had before?
Yes, ma'am.
The cuts. Okay. Would you mind, since we are having the budget conversation tomorrow, reviewing for me what the staffing numbers were before the cuts and how the increase in your work looks compared to the cuts that you have received? Would you,
Dr. O'Connor,
to
I'm sorry to call this, but I don't think that your questioning is appropriate for the item on the agenda. This is a report of, he's here tonight to report on the reports that he has developed, not essentially an administrative discussion. Your question would be more appropriate for tomorrow during the budget meeting.
Okay, that's why I started out by saying, isn't this the item where he presented that
information? No, he made a presentation, but this is not connected to that. This is a report of his work that's been done since his last report.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll just hold it till tomorrow, and maybe after this is over, I could clarify it for myself individually, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
Okay, thank you. Any questions of Mr. Barber related to the reports, the work that's been done today by his department? Okay, thank you. Next item of business in order is coming from the Advocacy Committee, a letter on EFA funding. And Mr. Meek, would you like to report to the board?
Sure, I think the letter is in the board docs. Everyone has it. Is there any questions I can answer for you or get some help if I need it?
There is a motion from the Committee of the Whole to approve the letter from the Board of Trustees to the Congressional Delegation on EFA funding. It does not require a second. Is there any question? I'm sorry. It's the Legislative Delegation, the South Carolina Legislative Delegation. Thank you.
Would it be appropriate to ask for just a brief summary so that our guests in the audience could at least understand what that issue is about.
Mr. Meek, are you in a position to report, or would you like Mrs. Mills?
Ms. Mills.
Pam, would you please come to the microphone?
The letter just states that, urges the legislative delegation to fully fund the EFA before funding any other new projects. And many of our delegation members support that already, and this is just expressing our support for that so that they can have that to use as they try to convince their colleagues to do the same.
Thank you. Any other comments, Mr. Chairman?
Not on the letter, no.
Okay. You have a motion on the floor properly made and seconded. All those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Meek, you have some additional reports from the committee?
Yes, the committee met earlier, and as you already have the letter, that we are mainly talking about going to Columbia on May the 1st. I think most everybody's aware of that. We will send out a poll in the next few days to see, get the exact numbers going down. We're providing the luncheon. MBCon is paying for the luncheon, and the delegation members, hopefully they'll be able to stop in. And there's no set agenda, just so that we can talk with them on that day. And that's the day that the bills, I think, have to go from the House to the Senate to be considered, vice versa, I guess. So Terry will be sending that out. We haven't decided exactly what time we will be leaving. It'll either be 9 a.m. or 7 a.m. We may have a side trip planned early, and we're checking on that, and we just don't have it confirmed yet. So we've done it before, so we can do it again. There shouldn't be any problem on that. Any questions on that?
Yes,
sir. I think that's all, Pam, right? Always drive.
No, he's flying, and I'm driving.
Pat's riding with me. No, Pat won't be here. That's right.
Are there any other committee or liaison reports at this time? Okay, thank you. Next item of business in order is our finance report. Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Mr. Saylors. Mr. Knotts, you have a report, or are you just available to answer questions?
Available to answer questions.
That's what I thought. Saving up all the good stuff for tomorrow.
Yes.
Any questions for Mr. Knotts this evening? Jeff, looks like you get a free pass until tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
Okay. You'll regret it in the morning at 9 o'clock.
Mr. Chairman, before we adjourn, I'd just like to take a point of personal privilege to publicly congratulate the girls' lacrosse team at J.O. Mann.
Yes, ma'am.
For winning the state championship Monday night.
2 years in a row.
My niece plays on the team, and it's a really young team, and they're real excited.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Meek.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Have a motion made and properly seconded to adjourn this meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
And all those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, and we are adjourned. That's still not my record.
What I was trying to do.